It's time once again for Senior Profiles here on KRWC. Senior Profiles is a show where we take the time to highlight outstanding students from the Wright County area, and each week we head to a different school. This time around, we're over at the St. Michael Albertville High School, and the Senior Profile is sponsored by B&D Plumbing and Heating. We'll meet another St. Michael Albertville senior right after this.
B&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of St. Michael invite you to join their Home Care Club for home plumbing, heating, and cooling maintenance. B&D Home Care Club will help your equipment last longer and improve reliability. By signing up, you'll never pay another trip charge, and you'll receive a discount on your home repairs. You won't want to miss what their service department can do. Call 763-497-2290. B&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 4145 McKenzie Court Northeast in St. Michael.
Joe Carlson kicking off the week with St. Michael Albertville Senior Profiles, and today talking with Paige Dooley. And Paige, a lot of different activities that you're involved in, but it kind of surrounds theater and maybe even some broadcast stuff. So let's talk about the activities that you're involved in there at STMA.
Yeah, I've been doing theater for so many years now, so many shows, and a lot of amazing people. And then KB&G, I'd say the same thing. It's been a couple less years, but still a lot of stuff and a lot of great times in that. And, you know, my other activities kind of relate with those a lot. So it's a lot of the same people, and it's just a nice kind of good thing.
So let's talk about theater. What got you involved in theater?
My first show was Cinderella when I was a freshman. It was the fall musical. And I got involved in theater because, one, I needed something to do. Two, my sister was in it. And then I got involved in backstage because I didn't get into the casting. Since then, I've stayed in backstage because it's fabulous.
Yeah, and again, a lot of things happen behind the scenes that maybe people don't realize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The amount of time and effort and care that all of us put into the set, the lighting, the sound, it's all something that if we didn't have that, and if we didn't have the ability to do that, or we didn't have the people who wanted to do that, would ruin the show, basically, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like what you do with KBNG, which is kind of a school broadcast television station that you guys put together and do a lot of things with that. So let's talk about some of the different things you do with KBNG.
So I think I've anchored once in the 3 years I've done KBNG. I'm not a big fan of it. But I know how to do all the audio stuff so that we can get the microphone sounding pretty good. And then you obviously have to make the script, which is, you know, just make it sound realistic and stuff like that. And then we have the Daktronics board, which is the thing that controls the entire broadcast. So that's how we switch from different cameras and stuff like that. I do a lot of video editing for, like, segments that we have on the news. So that's, like, pre-production stuff that has to be done before we even record the news, because we record the news basically live.
And it's kind of interesting, this experience that you've had, you know, with the television station for the school, a lot of different opportunities to come, you know, come about. And do you think that that's really kind of helped you in other areas too with your involvement in the television station?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I actually, when I first joined KBNG, I wanted to go be like a scientist or a mathematician. And now I'm going to film school in California. So I definitely think that it's something that really clicked and really helped me figure out what I want to do with my life. And I think that it's an amazing opportunity that the school has this, and that I've met so many amazing people through KBNG.
And before we talk about college plans, let's talk a little bit about last year that you were the PAC coordinator. So what's involved in that?
So basically, we run lighting and sound for different school events. So it's kind of like an offshoot of some of the backstage theater stuff. It was just something where if there was like ever an event going on in our pack, we would do the lighting and the sound and make sure everything went good. We did a lot of concerts, some meetings, and stuff like that.
And so let's now talk about the college plan page that you have.
So I am pretty much all set to go to the New York Film Academy in Los Angeles location in the fall. So I'm super excited about that. It is in California, so I'm going to be pretty far away from home. And it's going to be an experience.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. And again, Paige, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Again, talking with Paige Dooley from St. Michael Albertville High School on today's Senior Profile.
Senior Profiles here on KRWC can be heard twice daily, first in the morning at 6:50, then again in the afternoon at 4:25. This time around, your St. Michael Albertville Senior Profile was sponsored by B&D Plumbing and Heating,